an unusual title. Seven. We're 7 years old today. That's the title of my message. Can you say it with me? Seven. Now look, we're going to need you in this message today to talk to you. All right? And cut the phones off. Amen. Here we go. Good. Right at the beginning. Cut your phone off. That's great. Just cut it right off. Here we go. You'll be fine. Here we go. Today's message is seven. All right? Here we are. Fellowship Church is 7 years old. This is how we started. The Wednesday night before the first meeting here in November of 2002, we were at the Sports Complex Conference Center where we have communion, where we have the senior fellowship. Maybe you didn't understand how the dots are connected. We've been there having meetings there since the very beginning. We had a dinner, a banquet. People say fellowship eats a lot. It's in our roots, baby. Before we ever had church, we like, let's go eat. Yeah, okay. Amen? So that's what we did. Had that meeting. This is our first baptism. Roger's daughter, who's now in the ninth grade, was the first one we baptized. Amen? We baptized several that night. This is our first service. This is how I used to look. Hey, I tell you what, I sure am glad I lost that coat. I was about to burn up. It was hot in here. It's always been hot in here. It's really hot under these lights up here. So anyway, a dear man in heaven made me that pulpit, biggest pulpit you've ever seen. Thing's this big, huge. It won't but about 2 months. I realized I could not stay behind that big, giant box. So I've still got it. It's part of our history, amen? So that's how we started out this church, right here in this building 7 years ago. Let's praise the Lord again. Can we do that? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this principal, for this good staff here at this school. Many of these people at this school, especially the leadership here, they're my friends. I've known them for years. They're good people. They're worthy of your prayers as they work with these kids in our community. And they are here to help us. They've been a blessing to me. It's a miracle, really. I mean, every Sunday we come out there and we pray and we thank the Lord for this building. Somebody in that truck always thanks the Lord for this building. When we pray, we thank the Lord usually every Sunday for a parking lot. It's a little thing to some people. It's a big thing to Fellowship Church, and we've got a place to park you people. Isn't that the coolest thing? Regardless of the crowd here, usually we can find somewhere to park, can't we? That's the coolest thing. So we're so grateful. So that's how it all began. Now let's take that number seven, and let's go into the Bible. And I think this will be an intriguing message for you today. So come on, set up. Here we go. Let's see what we got here today. The number seven is used in the Bible more times than any other what? Did you learn something today already? Say. Number seven's used more times than any other number in the Bible. Number seven's important. I'm not a big numbers guy. I'm not going to go crazy on you and start doing numbers all the time, all right? But this is important. It's an important day for us. I'm going to seven you to death. By the time you get done, how old are you? Seven. All right, here we go. It's 394 times mentioned seven in the Old Testament. And I'm not talking about like verse seven or something like that. I'm talking the literal word seven, okay? It's 87 times in the New Testament. That's a lot. It's crazy, really. And we're going to check it out today. A careful study of the uses of the number seven in the Bible lead us to define the number as this. When a number appears that many times, over and over and over and over again, you can study, and many theologians have, and they can come to a conclusion of what that number is really all about and what it means. And here's what it's defined as, the number seven in the Bible. Not every single time. But when you take all the weight of all the times it's mentioned, you come to this one big conclusion that the number seven means this. Complete. How many knew that already? Y'all so smart. It means full. It means perfect. It's the number of completion or perfection. It's God's number. It's God's number. God gave us the Bible. God chose to do so many things that He has done on the seventh day or dealing with the number seven. I know it's freaky, ain't it? Say, be honest.
Wow, sort of freaky. Yeah, it is.
So I thought I'd preach about it today. Here we go. Now, these are just some sevens in the Bible. If I spent all the time on all the sevens in the Bible, we wouldn't have no steak today. But I picked out several, and I want you to see some of these crazy sevens in the Bible. Man, this microphone's tearing my ear up. Wow. 7 days of what? Okay, let's look at it. So here we are, verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And, of course, 6 days of creation. Verse 1, chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Completion. And all the host of them. And on the what? Seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the what? Seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the what? There's something special about that. Did you know still today we have 7 days in a what? In a week. You thought, well, just 7 days in a week, I evolved. No, you didn't, fool. You've been created, and you don't even realize it. And your whole week's been put together by God. Have you lost your mind? Say. You hearing me? God blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it because that in it he rested from all his work which God created and made. Let's keep looking. Sevens in the Bible. There were seven of each clean beast taken by Noah into the ark. Why didn't he take 9 or 11 or 5? I don't know. He took 7. Amen. Of every clean beast thou shalt take thee by sevens, the male and his female. Of the beasts that are not clean by 2, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by what? Sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. So sevens, they're all through the Bible. We're just getting started here. Hang on, don't you go to sleep on me. 7 days for Noah to fill the ark. Why couldn't you at least give the guy like a month? I mean, you would think. No, you got 7 days, then I'm going to start it raining. Boy, I'd have been on a stick quick, wouldn't you? 7 days. Here we go. Amen. Keep going, Rod. Some sevens in the Bible. 7 blessings God made to Abraham. I just finished up a series on Israel. Many of you were here for that. We had a great time. That was a good series for all of us. And we kept bringing up this Abrahamic covenant. Just somebody take a wild guess how many blessings there are right there. Let's pop them up. I'll make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. And look at the completing one, the one that completes them all. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And that's our Savior coming. Do you see how these theologians arrive at 7 being the number of what? Completion, fullness, perfection, God's number. Now listen, I didn't want to talk about this, but Jacob had to work 7 years for each wife. That's rough. You just go read it sometime, Genesis 28 and 29. 7 years and then 7 years. Keep looking. 7 years good and 7 years of famine in Egypt. Remember the famine in Egypt? 7 years. Why not 3? Why not 5? Why not 9? I have no idea. 7! And this was God doing it. God brought this to pass. 7. I think this is a good year for fellowship, don't you say? I'll be honest with you. It was my anniversary on Thursday. And my anniversary, my wife and I's anniversary, 26 years together. Amen? And yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. I would have never scheduled a meeting in Sarasota with this committee on my anniversary. I would have never done something like that. This was not my doing. On the week that we're going to have our anniversary at the church, so far every meeting's been rough. Why would I want to depress myself on my anniversary, and on this being our celebration? But you know what? It happened just like it happened. Amen? And you know, I just think there's something special about our seventh year of completion. I'm not trying to get spooky on you, but at the same time, man, we give God the glory, God the credit, God everything for doing everything he's done. So, man, I'm going to give him amazing credit for 7 years. And I think it's very interesting that of all the meetings I had, it was the best meeting. And I believe, folks, I really do believe we're about to turn the corner as we enter our eighth year. And that in the Scriptures, so often that's a new beginning as you start reading your Scriptures more and more and more. And I believe, I want you to get your head up. I want you to get your chin up. And I want you to know we're fixing to turn a corner, and I'm pretty excited about it. Amen? And I'd like us to believe like that. Usually I'm the worst one in the bunch here with the attitude. So if I've got a good attitude, you must have a great attitude. Amen? All right, so come on. So I'm excited about it. 7 days, the water turned to blood in the plagues, and 7 days were fulfilled. After that, the Lord had smitten the river. This was God's doing. He could have chose any number. He chose seven. Seven lamps of the menorah. Why aren't there 3 or 9 or 11? And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof. This is God's way, God's word, God's will. That's what he does. Keep moving. What are we seeing? 7 feasts of Israel. There could be many feasts. Why aren't there, 31? There's how many? You'd be surprised. Just being in this message today, if somebody ever asks you a question, you don't know squat about the Bible, say 7. Hey, good chance. Amen? How many days of Christmas? 7. How many blessings? 7. You know that famine in Egypt? I'm going to check it out. 7. That's pretty good. Amen? It's called cheating if you're in college. It's, amen. Here we go. Come on. 7th year sabbatical. But in the 7th year shall be a Sabbath of rest for the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune your vineyard. A sabbatical year is how many years? You're so smart. This is a cool one. I love this. 7 priests with 7 trumpets circle Jericho 7 times on the 7th. Oh, God don't care about no 7. Just spooky, man. Keep looking at it. It came to pass. Now, you know, every day they'd gone around Jericho. Every day, no weapons. They're marching. You know, that had to get a little eerie for them people looking at them out the window. Ooh, you know. And on the 7th day, and this is 7 priests, by the way, 7 priests leading this. On the 7th day, they rose up early at the dawning of the day. They compassed the city after the same manner. How many times? And on that day, they compassed it how many times? 7. It came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew, guess how many trumpets? 7. Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you this city. We're going to shout. Ready on 3. Can you shout? Can y'all shout or not? Okay, here we go. All right, we've had us a good week, 7 years. I believe we're going to see this building come to fruition. I'm feeling good about it. Can y'all give out a shout? Here we go. We're going to just shout anything you want. 1, 2, 3. Yeah! Woo! By the way, that's what I was doing Sunday night as we kicked the Packers' tail. Yeah! I was all over that. Chuck Bears, are you here? Is that the truth? Now, Chuck ain't nothing but bad luck. He's watched games with me for years, and every time we lose. But he was with me. I would not let him high-five me or nothing the whole game. Amen. So they shouted. Can you imagine how freaky that must have been? And the city walls fell down what? Flat. Amen. 7 years Solomon spent building the temple. Why not 3? What? Couldn't the guy, didn't he have enough money? Wasn't he the richest man in the world? Couldn't he find enough help? This is God's plan. 7 years. And in the 11th year, in the month Bull, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts thereof, and according to all the fashion of it, so was he 7 years in building it. Hey, if nothing else, you got to say, this is intriguing, isn't it? 7 times purified is God's word. That's what it says. You read through the book of Psalms and you come across this verse. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified how many times? The word of God is complete. The word of God is perfect. The word of God is full. It's been purified 7 times. He could have said anything about his word. He could have said 33 times. He could have said 5 times. But you know what? He said 7 times. Amen? Interesting. Keep looking. There's 7 deadly sins in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. I want you to see them. 7 of them. These 6 things doth the Lord hate. Say it with me. 7 are an abomination unto him. Here they are. A proud look. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift running to mischief. A false witness that speaks lies. Remember that next time you lie. Remember that. God just cannot hate that. And I tell you what, the one that he put last, which is no mistake in my thinking, he that sows discord among the brethren. Next time, Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian, you run your mouth about somebody, are you going to gossip? I want you to know you are an abomination. Are you hearing me today? Say, Fellowship Church, we don't do that. I keep saying that over this church. I'm going to keep saying it right over the top of you. Find your church if you like that. This is not this place. We don't want to be part of the seven deadly sins, and I certainly don't want to be the last one, the abomination one. Amen? Say. Cool. Good. Seven. So how many deadly sins are there? Somebody tell me. There you go. Here we go. Now, Jesus was feeding all these folk. Wonder how many loaves he used. And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have you? And they said, and I bet Jesus went, well, that sounds pretty good to me. We can do something with that seven, amen? And a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the seven loaves and the fishes. He gave thanks. He broke it. He gave to the disciples. And he fed the whole multitude. But we're not done. How many was left over? They didn't eat, were filled, they took up. Now, why couldn't they have picked up 3 baskets or 9 baskets or 11 baskets? They picked up how many baskets full? Can you imagine? They started out with 7 loaves. They come back with 7 baskets. And Jesus is going, now, follow me. Amen? 7. 7 times 70, Jesus taught Peter to forgive. Why not 7 times 30? Why not 3 times 20? And then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall I my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And Peter's being real spiritual. He was catching on a little. Till 7 times. He's throwing out the old number 7 thing. You know? And most people don't do it 7 times, friend. Most of us don't forgive somebody 7 times. And Jesus said this, I say unto you, not until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. You know what I learned in my office this week? If the number 7 means full and complete and perfection, it's God's number. You know what this is really teaching us? This was an outlandish number. 490 times I'm supposed to forgive somebody? Come on. You know what the point is? I'm to completely forgive. I am to fully forgive. I am to forgive as God would forgive. That number 7, that's how I'm to forgive. I'm to forgive how? Fully. I'm to forgive how? Completely. That's the message, I believe, of this text. That's what Jesus Christ is teaching us. Amen? Fully forgive. Completely forgive. Amen? Keep looking. 7 pieces of the whole armor of God. I couldn't believe it. And a lot of this stuff I'm learning this week with you. I went, wow. 7. Why aren't there like 9? There's 7. Let's look at them. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. There's that idea of complete. The complete armor of God has how many pieces? Somebody tell me. Now, if you don't have half the armor of God, then you ain't going to get the 7. But if you want the whole armor of God, there's how many pieces? Here they are. That you can stand. Withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, let's look at them. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with what? Truth. Have on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always. You don't know how to defeat Satan? How many pieces you need? Somebody tell me. You want to try to do it with 6 and without prayer? You ain't going to make it, baby. It's intriguing. Isn't it interesting? Say, maybe I'm the only one in the house. Woo! Look at that. And that's just a few. Fellowship Church, you're 7 years old. It ought to matter to you. I I look back and I thought maybe we'd have a building here, but you know what? I think we're right on time. I think things are right on time. I think we're doing just fine. Amen? It's time to move forward. It's time to do some marching. It's time to do some shouting. Amen. See, good things happen for us. I believe it, and I'm going to believe it. Keep looking. In the book of Revelation, this is real fast. John sees Jesus in Revelation 1. He's on the Isle of Patmos as a castaway for his faith in Christ. He sees Jesus standing in the middle of, somebody guess, 7 golden candlesticks. Jesus is holding 7 stars in his right hand. John is told to write to 7 churches in Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3. John sees God the Father on the throne. He's holding a book sealed with 7 seals. No one could open the book, but the Lamb was worthy to open that book. There are 7 seal judgments in Revelation, 7 bowl judgments, 7 trumpet judgments in the book of Revelation. There are even 7 angels pronouncing judgment in the tribulation period. It's in your Bible. Clark, you've lost your mind. 7 doesn't mean anything. 7 does mean something. It's mentioned more times than any other number in the Bible. 7 definitely seems to be God's number. So if somebody ever asks you this question, you don't have to know a lot about the Bible, but you should. You should be reading every day. You should know things. But as you're just starting out, here you go. If somebody asks you, what's the last more number mentioned in the Bible than any other? 7. What's God's favorite number if you think you know so much smarty pants? 7. Amen? Pretty cool. We're turning the message a little now. Jesus. He's on the cross. His last statement's on the cross. Guess how many? 7. Nails in his hands, in his feet, dying for the sins of the world. 7 sayings on the cross. Let's look at each one of them. About the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Luke 23:34, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:43, Jesus said unto him, Verily, today you'll be with me in paradise. Luke 23:46, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The 5th one, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. Number 6, John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now, number 7 means complete. It means full. It means finished. What was the last thing Jesus said? The 7th saying of Jesus on the cross. John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, say it with me, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. How many sayings of Jesus on the cross? Take a wild guess. What's the last one? It is finished. Can you see how theologians, Bible students, scholars, when they study the Word of God and look at all the 7s, might come to the conclusion that 7 means finished? Amen? Complete. I learned something this week. I don't know if you've learned or not, but by nods of your head, I think you've learned something too. Amen? Praise the Lord. So what does 7 mean? Complete, full, perfect, God's number. Amen? Lift your head up, man. Come on. Fellowship Church is 7 years old. And if you'd have told me 7 years ago that I'd be standing here today with the attitude that I have, with the folks that's been saved around me, with the change in my own life personally, like I've been changed, I'd have thought you had been smoking some stuff. And you may have been, she said. You know, anyway. Anyway, the point is, God is good to us, isn't he? He's done so much for us in these 7 years. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good stuff. Amen. We close with this and we're done. Here it is on the screen. What did I get that really hit me in the office this week? I mean, it came on me that I wanted to share as a final thing with you. Seven. Here it is. The first thing is that creation is complete. When are you going to still quit thinking you evolving, or that, you know, your planet's evolving, or that some other things are happening? Like, when are you going to just stop that nonsense? Say, monkey man, when are you going to quit? Say, come on! God created in the seventh day. He rested. Put your faith in him. Okay? You don't have to throw all science out the window by believing God. But you do throw God out the window when you believe a scientist in some lunacy over God. So that hit me hard this week. Creation is complete. I need to know that. Number two, forgiveness is to be given completely. Or it's not forgiveness. It's something else you made up. That was the whole point of Jesus talking to Peter. Forgive how? Finish the forgiveness. Don't leave it just halfway or three-quarters. Finish it! Put it under the blood! Amen? It's gone! That's how I'm supposed to forgive. That's pretty powerful. The armor of God, this is the third thing that hit me. The armor of God must be put on completely. I cannot leave off any of it. I've got to have it all. Amen? Completely. And the last thing obvious to you, salvation through Jesus Christ is what? When will you stop thinking you have got to do something good to get to heaven? When will you stop thinking it's about your church attendance? When will you stop thinking it's about giving some money? When will you realize there's nothing that you could have done to deserve his love? There's nothing that you do that keeps his love. He loves you. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He is the only one who can ever get you to heaven, ever. Salvation is only complete in Jesus Christ. No one else finished it. When are you going to say, that's what I need? It's over. I'm done. Right there. I'm going to put my faith in Christ and no one else. And I'm going to hold on till hell freezes over. When are you going to talk like, think like that? That's what I learned this week. Amen? Have you done it? Have you done it? Seven is God's number. Okay? Does God have your number? Does God have your number? Say. Are you online with Jesus? Say. Does he have your number? Does he know you? And does he know that you know him? Y'all on talking terms? Say. Does he have your number? He'll never get your number by believing in you, by believing in some other false religion, only by believing in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man, hello, can come to the Father, ring God up, but by me. Amen? That's the bottom line. Complete. I don't care who else has your number. Does he have your number? Are you complete? Seven, are you complete? And here's the deal. Without Jesus, you ain't. I don't care what you say. Without Jesus Christ, I could care less. You are not in him. You are not in the vine. You're not part of him. You're not connected unless you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Bottom line, to get to God the Father, the Bible specifically says that Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for you. You can't get to God except through one person, Jesus Christ. Have you done that today? Let's stand together as we close in prayer this morning. Amen. Hang in here with us, unless you got to run off to work. and we're taking care of your lunch, so you can't use that line. Come on. Here we go. Hang in here with us. This is how we like to close services, with letting God just get in here and just talk to us and work in our heart for a few minutes. Amen? Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for 7 years of blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we could talk like this today. Father, I pray, above everything else that's been said, I pray that there wouldn't be a single person listening to me today that would leave this place without knowing for sure, that Jesus Christ is their Savior and Lord. Help them, God, I pray. May you show them even right now, by your Spirit, how empty they are, how incomplete they are without Jesus. May they also see how much Jesus loves them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you sing this with us? And then we're just going to have a time.